Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, everybody, to this very special episode of Glamour. Hey, It's Okay, our weekly podcast. We're chucking in an extra one this week, a special one to celebrate Monday, hashtag Man Crush Monday, and Glamour's announcement of its 100 sexiest men of the year. Get set. This is a hugely special episode of Glamour, Hey, It's Okay. We're going to be talking extensively about our new issue, the January 2017 issue, which is out in December, out December 8. Everybody always asks me, why does the magazine come out earlier than it says on the cover? I don't know, all right? And we're not supposed to ask. So just stop asking me that and just accept the reality that the January issue is in your hands in December. My guests today are two of, I'm going to say, they're my favourite Glamour staffers, because there's none of the other Glamour staffers here.
So. Stop it.
So, yeah. So we have our managing editor, Lucy Jones.
Hello.
And we have our junior beauty editor, Dominique Temple.
Hello.
Both podcast virgins.
They are. Very exciting. Yes. Talking about virginity and men at the same time.
Well, we're two little gorgeous virgins talking about the 100 sexiest men. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
I'm worried. I feel like I need to censor myself
Don't
already.
Don't worry. Now, listen, I'd love to talk about this. This is one of the hugest calendar events in the Glamour year. I mean, it literally is up there with the Glamour Women of the Year Awards, is Glamour's 100 Sexiest Men of the Year. Isn't that astonishing?
Well, I think we all take women's issues so seriously, all so much of the time. Why not have a little bit of fun every now and then?
Yeah.
And at men's expense.
It's very nice to look at, too.
It's interesting you say that, because I always do worry about, you know, nobody likes women to be objectified, and there's always a couple of grumbling emails about objectifying men. But my feeling on it is this, for anybody listening, is it's unbelievably popular. We get like hundreds and thousands of votes for this, and it is a reader voted poll. I hope all of you who voted for this also voted in the referendum, by the way. Bygones be bygones on that one, I guess. And I guess I feel like the 100 sexiest men, whether it's 100 sexy men or 100 sexy women, I think it's fine. I've got no problem with appreciating the attractiveness of people, as long as that's not the only thing in the rounded universe that you appreciate about people, as long as that's not the only value you assign to people. What do you think?
Exactly. I mean, it's a bit of fun at the end of the day. If you're sitting there worrying about it, and if you're the person that's in it, I feel really sorry for you if you're sitting at home going, how many people did vote for me? You know, but if you're able to go, do you know what? It's a bit of fun. We all work hard. We all have stressful lives. Let's just look at some pretty men.
Better than being on the unsexiest list.
Well, right. Yeah. And we wouldn't ever publish that.
No. What do you think, Dom?
I think it works. I think because when you appreciate both, well, obviously what they look like, but also what they're doing, and we obviously highlight that of their careers and their success, I think it's actually just kind of adding to the all-round person, man or woman.
And it does, it is Glamour's version of breaking the internet. The minute we release that list... Yeah. the traffic goes mad. Mm. So I'm going to accept that it may have its detractors having 100 sexiest men list, but most people seem to be fully on board the sexiest man train.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, toot, toot. Yeah.
I'd like to be on board that train.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Well, funnily enough, I can't remember. I don't think it was the H&M ad reminded me of my all-time guilty crush, Adrian Brody. I don't think he's on the list. But
I'm sure he has been.
Yeah, but I'd quite like to be on the H&M train. Yeah. So we're gonna do our normal Hey It's Okay format, but it's gonna be very much man centric today for hashtag Man Crush Monday. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So first thing I want to talk about is it okay? Hey, is it okay to have a physical type for a man? Now I think that if you look at the list in there's I don't know. It kind of feels like there's the not pale and interesting, but the sort of like the sinewy and interesting and, you know, sort of like slender, almost thin white Duke kind of guys. And then there's the proper sort of like Thor, Alexander Skarsgård, beefcake. Where do you sit on this, Dom? Do you have a type?
I do have a type. I mean, I like to think that I have a type. I tend to kind of like tall, dark and handsome. And I mean, I do kind of, you know, obviously love personality as well as the looks, but I do.
We're just going to keep saying that, aren't we? Yeah, keep caveating how deep and how we are. We're all about underneath the surface. Yeah.
No, but I do. I mean, I do think I do have a type, although I've surprised myself actually in all of my relationships, albeit few. I've actually gone out with opposites of what I actually thought I did like. So I've only ever dated blonde-haired men, and I mean, it's funny, but I when I look up to kind of like, oh, you know, on the list, like, oh, he's super hot or whatever, they tend to lend themselves to a type. But yeah, in real life, I haven't really matched my type yet.
And who is your favorite on the 100 list? And you can't say your friend Joe Wicks.
I know. Well, obviously, he really appreciates Joe. He's a dear friend. But actually, one of my favourites that I spied is a new entry, Scott Eastwood, who I fell in love with in his new film this year, The Longest Yard. And he plays a cowboy, and I've kind of got a secret admiration for cowboys. I just find they're really sexy.
So it's the character, maybe, more than him in real life?
That's actually true, because I really fancy David Tennant as Doctor Who, but in no other role.
No.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
I'm judging you for that as well.
Why? I'm perfectly fine with that. Judge away. What about you then? Come on.
I've got an awful type for going for the aged rock star kind of thing, and I think that's true in real life. Sorry, Jack. But the, I mean, just someone that looks like they just got out of bed. I just think that's my
kind of look. So Keith Richards.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't kick him out of bed. He might kick me out of bed. But, you know, I think types is like you can ease away from it. My eye will go to a tall, dark stranger or the pale kind of, you know, geeky new hipster look or whatever, you know. But types are fun, aren't they? And they're not necessarily real. And yes, we will all say that we go for personality. But like you say, if there was a character in a film that was gorgeous, I'm sure I'd fancy him. Mm.
I didn't marry my type. My type was, you know, the kind of flaky, arty, Jack Kerouac reading, pretentious, slightly druggy, sort of like seemingly deep, a bit like, probably like... when I was younger, like Dylan on Modern Family, the kind of boyfriend that you think is like really deep and interesting and so artistic, but everybody else can see is a major dick, basically. So I'd like to thank my husband for coming along and sort of like rescuing me from possibly marrying Dylan from Modern Family, as pretty as he is.
Yes. We all want to marry Jared Leto, but probably for the short marriage, and then you might divorce him and then maybe have a sensible guy come along, and he might look like one of the more hunky guys, but that's asking pretty big, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I do think types, they can lend themselves to like different stages in your life. Like, I definitely recognize that. Like, when I was younger, I did kind of go for the more fun kind of as you see them looking, and it was fun and I was young. Whereas now, as I'm getting a little bit older, I do find myself, you know, looking for different things. So I think across life and in experiences that you're doing, I think you can change your type.
All I care about really fundamentally at the end of the day is being made to laugh.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, I'm obviously happily married now, but I can fancy anybody. You can look like Jabba the Hutt, and if you make me laugh, I'm probably gonna think, yeah, I could do that. Yeah. I don't know what it is with me. But yeah.
I think a lot of women are like that, though.
Yeah.
And I think if you can laugh at yourself and you find that sexy, and you know, you feel good when you're like laughing and you're happy, then you're gonna be the type of person that looks for that in a man as well.
I need to ask. We've got James Williams lurking in the corner, sort of policing us today. Am I allowed to talk about who is on this list yet? Or, yeah. Okay. So good. Yeah. All right. So. Yeah. Indeed. James has just reminded me to do my job and tell you that on glamour.com from now you can see the full list in its glorious hunk-filled high nipple counted gallery. Enjoy that at glamour.com. Yeah, I'm going to go for Aidan Turner. I think he's my favorite on this list, and he almost made it to the top, but I'm not going to tell you who's at the top. You've got to go and have a look online at glamour.com. Next Man Crush Monday focus question for you. This is highly important, ladies. Highly important.
Okay.
Is it okay to have a guilty crush? I think we know the answer to this, don't we?
Well,
but I want to hear everybody's confession for a guilty crush.
Whether it's okay or not, we're going to have them, aren't we?
So, yes.
I am quite ashamed about this because I really don't want to have a crush on Russell Brand, but I kind of always have, and it's really quite embarrassing. And it does fall into that type that I was talking about earlier, but I just think he might not be a very nice person to have a crush on.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, as awful as this is, you just know that he's probably very good at sex, don't you? I mean, he's just, you know what I mean?
That's plays the thing. A part.
Yeah, I think that that's it, isn't it?
But
yeah.
Also, he's wonderful with words. He's got me there.
I'm less there with that. I think he's really clever and he's really funny. I kind of feel like the faux Victorian sort of flowery language sometimes is a little bit exhausting for me. But I say this, I hope I don't break Russell's heart with this information. But yeah, as much as I don't share the Russell Brand guilty crush,
you kinda get it.
I do. I acknowledge it and I understand it.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
yeah I did.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Feel validated.
I feel better. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
What about you, Dom?
Okay, my guilty crush, please don't judge, is Simon Cowell.
No, the whole point is to judge.
Yeah. And we absolutely are for that
I
one.
Love his V-neck and flares. I can't help it. I just do.
So how did you feel? Did you just pretty much, you know, have a little lady explosion that time he was on the beach with the jeans and the top and no top?
No top, no shoes, just in the sand with his flares.
Is it the posture?
It's the power thing. I don't know. I just think the fact that he has the confidence to wear a V-neck quite badly, but he's just, I just find him really sexy. I don't know. I think.
Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't. Well, I did actually go to a recording of The X Factor, which I was privileged to go to, but I kind of sat far away.
And what is it? Do you want him to judge you?
Ish, I don't know, maybe.
Oh,
I
mean, judge me, Simon.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
That'd be so nice.
Say I'm through.
Yeah.
To the next round. No, I think there's just something quite, I think a powerful man is quite sexy. And
where did Simon come on the 100 sexiest glamour list?
He's actually on a secret list that's not quite printed yet.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For next year, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think.
Get that voting finger going.
I will. I'll be voting everyone myself.
I think we need to arrange for Dom to meet Simon Cowell.
I've
met him. I mean, he, you know, it wouldn't mean anything to him. I met him in his office once at a meeting many years ago. Really charming, I have to say. And that's, you know, the rapport he gets. The thing I've noticed about Simon Cowell, and I've seen him do it on television and to other people, he winks at everybody.
Ooh.
So just imagine Simon winking at you, Dom.
Oh, my God. Oh my God,
I am. Gonna
have
am I going to work for the rest of the day now?
Yeah. I don't know. But you're going
to send you home.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Really, though?
Well, I'll be looking at pictures of Simon Cowell.
Oh, my goodness.
But that does remind me, talking about this, the one thing I do want to mention about the 100 Sexiest Men list. Without fail, I will start to get letters of complaint about... why isn't this person on it? Why is that person on it? Guys, it's reader voted. And I would never step in the way of what the great glamour audience has voted. So it's an authentic list voted for by readers. So if you don't like the look of it, be the change you want to see on the Glamour 100 Sexiest Men list and vote next year. Be part of it. Okay, so mine is the worst guilty crush. I mean, I've got a lot of them, including, well, I didn't have a crush on him, but it, I mean, we've all had this where I had a slightly rude dream about a guy who used to make my toast every morning. So random. Awful. And the worst thing about it was is that the next morning I'd forgotten all about it until I saw him and thought, oh my God, I had that dream about that guy last night. And he smiled at me like he knew. It was the worst moment of my life. So there was that. So that was a bit weird. And you're both going to be silent as if you've never done anything like that.
We're just waiting for the answer.
All right.
I went to hear.
Well, I've got a few, but I definitely had a crazy Jeremy Paxman phase.
Ooh.
I'm going to blame, you know, I don't know. I'm a journalist. I admired his journalistic skill and integrity. I don't know. I like the, maybe it's like the cow thing with the power. Yeah. I liked the speaking truth to power. I liked the arrogance and the taking no prisoners and the rudeness. Oh, the rudeness.
Yeah, he does really speak enjoyed with authority. That. I get that. And
yeah.
But yeah, you know, I am judging you both at the moment.
It did die, though, the day I left the Glamour building one afternoon and he whizzed past on a bicycle in a very badly fitting helmet and just looked like a bit of a dweeb. So that it died that day.
Badly fitting helmet?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite sure what we were
saying
there.
It's not code for anything. He literally, okay, his cycling helmet. But yeah, so... Don't judge me too harshly, Glamour readers. I'm over it now. Thanks to the helmet.
I think we should all go on a triple date.
I do feel like we've released a little bit of our souls and we do deserve a big drink after this.
Well, yeah. I wanted to... No, let's do the triple date.
Let's do a triple date.
Yeah.
Or Facebook Live, our triple date.
Do I have to come? Because your dates sound quite boring.
I disagree with you. I think, you know, I think you're judging too harshly.
Me and Russell will be flying.
We'll be having the time of our lives.
I hope it's okay because I do it all the time. Is it okay to have these little weird crushes on other people if you are in a relationship? What do you guys think?
I feel very strongly that this is absolutely fine.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh,
then.
God, no. Oh, God, no. I think that it's different. If you're on a first date and your guy is looking around at every woman that... I shouldn't move my head. I'm on a microphone.
Don't move your head.
You know, if he's turning his head at everyone and making lots of references towards other women, I completely understand that being a little bit harsh on, you know, new relationships. But if you're with someone and you're comfortable and you know them and you love them, then you have to be able to be yourself. And I perv on men.
Yeah,
and he should be able to perv on women and it can all mean nothing.
No, I agree. I think it's totally fine as long as it's all innocent.
But, you know, some people do think of it as cheating.
Yeah.
Which I find, I mean, you can't help the odd thought that creeps into your head. What's the old saying? You know, I'm married, I'm not dead.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I'm allowed to enjoy in an unwholesome way the Adrian Brody H&M ad and my husband's allowed to continue to mysteriously watch thousands and thousands of times Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And that's fine because Buffy the Vampire Slayer and I look so identical that it's kind of like he's fancying me, right?
Oh, it's right. Just so far from being anywhere close to a problem, isn't it? I mean, but yeah. I have a lot of jealous friends and one of whom, who I won't name, admitted she censored her Wi-Fi at her house to her fiancé not knowing so that he can visit certain websites and things like that because she's so jealous.
Mm.
And actually, I just think, you know, that's, you know, maybe there's something else going on there. Maybe we need to talk about what's really... going on in your head there, because I'm sure she has looked at our 100 sexiest men list and said a few times.
I think if you're too strict on it, it actually provokes the reverse of not fancying someone, where you can be tempted and maybe do something that you shouldn't. I think if you allow yourself to just roll with just happy thoughts and, you know, it's totally innocent to fancy someone.
I agree, and I'm fine with my husband doing that as well. I want to be married to a whole rounded human being, and I don't want a relationship where we pretend that isn't
a natural
conversation.
Yeah.
So where do you stand then on the whole, do you remember that famous Friends episode with the laminated list? Not only the list, but the laminated list.
The lamination was too far.
Well, that's, you know, that's making it official.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, I just think it's so funny. I mean, especially in industries where, you know, partners meet celebrities quite frequently, which is probably part of some of our day-to-day lives. You know, my partner works in music, so he does meet the gorgeous and the wonderful. So if I gave him a list, I'd just be giving him a free pass most days. So obviously I have to think about it.
My husband's like, yeah, you have a list, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah,
good luck with, you know, yeah, you go and see what Harry Styles thinks about that. That's fine. I don't think he's got any issues at all with... I don't have a list, actually. Do you?
Yeah, probably. I could make a list.
Yeah.
And it would be funny and fun, but if it was real, I'd maybe suggest some counselling for the couple.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It's like fantasy football, right? It's not a real thing.
Yeah, exactly. But fantasy's fine.
Yeah.
And fun and natural. And like we were saying about everything else, you know, if you're going to have a little bit of a relaxed attitude towards natural looking around and glances and little twinges, as we said earlier, you know, a little list for fun is fine. But, you know, if you're going to go into that open relationship category where you're actually saying, no, I am going to have sex with someone on this list if I meet them, then that's a different realm. Yeah.
Well, then there's the halfway where we could be pretending that your boyfriend is Russell Brand.
Who says I'm not?
No, well, you know, no judgment at Glamour. No judgment here, ladies.
No, I'm in so much trouble.
Thank you so much, you guys, for talking utter nonsense with me about the Glamour's 100 Sexiest Men list. It's a huge deal, as I say. It does regularly break the Glamour internet. Get online now, glamour.com, and see if you agree with the Glamour mass vote or not. And if you don't agree with it, do tell me, but don't yell at me about it because it's Glamour voted. But enjoy everything we've got to offer on glamour.com. And thank you so much for listening in today. Thank you, Dom, and thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.